From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Bobcat Goldthwait, Roxanne Roberts, and Peter Gross. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl finally gets rid of his old America on Rhyme email address in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Peter, like Mitt Romney, President Obama, is a millionaire Harvard graduate. He also needs to show himself as a man of the people. But he blew it this week when he got a lot of grief for the way he did what?
He visited the National Association for the Advancement of White People?
No.
I don't know. I guess that would be anybody. I don't know. Can I have a hint, please?
Well, they're calling this Ben and Jerry Gate.
The way he ate ice cream?
Yes, the way he ate ice cream. While campaigning in Iowa on Tuesday, Obama stopped by Deb's Ice Cream and Deli in Cedar Rapids. We ordered a scoop of mint chocolate chip in a cone. Okay, that's fine so far, although he only got that when he found they were out of chunky arugula flavor. But then he ate his ice cream cone with a spoon. What?
What?
A dweeb. Seriously. In his defense, maybe he was trying to fool Michelle into thinking it was yogurt. Or maybe he had to choose between looking stupid and revealing his tongue piercing to the world.
Wait, did it occur to anyone that he was trying to be neat?
That's the problem. That's the problem.
You don't get it on your shirt.
But that's the American way. I mean, like Joe Biden, for example, he just dives right into the carton and he smears it all over his mouth. And he yells, "Look at me, I'm a clown." He's like, that's how you do it.
And they're like, "Joe, the bus is leaving. I want to stay here forever. I'm in an ice cream tub."
Now, would he have been criticized if he'd ordered a scoop in a dish?
No.
And then ate it with a cone?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you, Obama?
You don't eat ice cream out of a cone with a spoon. You eat ice cream out of a dish with a spoon. You lick it.
That is something that an alien would do if it landed on our planet. I would like an ice cream in one of your cones and then see a spoon and just, like, eat it with the spoon.
Into what orifice do I place this delicious treat?
Oh, Obama.
4 years ago, he would have been hailed for it. Shepard Fairey would have made a poster of him with ice cream in his face and the word spoon at the bottom.
I think it's just because he didn't want a compromising photo of him eating an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
You think, I mean, he made the calculation, like he would, that, and his brain is like, I believe that it will be less embarrassing for me to be seen eating the ice cream cone with a spoon rather than licking the ice cream with my face. Therefore, choose to eat
the
spoon.
When I get to the end of this, it's going to look like I have a beak. Would you vote for a bird for president?
Roxanne, this week, in what they claim is a breakthrough, a group of doctors in Israel announced they developed a strain of medical marijuana that doesn't do what?
Doesn't get you high?
Exactly right.
What's the point?
The kids in the street are calling it Virgin Mary Jane, or Maui, why isn't anything happening? It's a new strain of medical cannabis called Avidecal. It contains very low traces of THC. That's the compound that makes you high. So it has the same anti-inflammatory properties of regular marijuana without, quote, the numbing sensation that users are accustomed to.
So it's just an anti-inflammatory?
Yeah.
Advil.
Right? What a boring lab to work in, this place. It's like after work they're saying, oh, man, I am so the same right now. Yeah, dude, we'll totally eat a reasonable amount of food tonight.
What a shameful, though, thing to be like, what are you doing with your time? I'm taking the high out of weed. You're no son of mine.
Bobcat.
Yes.
Last week, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, finally released the results of a long-running study and announced the U.S. government's official position on what?
UFOs?
No, close.
Close. Bigfoot?
Getting there. I will stress the oceanic.
Oh, okay. Loch Ness Monster?
No, I'll give you a hint.
That was pretty good.
Ariel begs to differ.
Oh, mermaids.
Mermaids, yes.
Yes.
The NOAA.
Yeah.
has determined that, quote, no evidence of aquatic humanoids has been found, unquote. They conducted the study after recently they got thousands of inquiries, which they traced to an Animal Planet show about mermaids. This is how the government prioritizes its investigations, because of what's on basic cable. Hey, the U.S. Department of Health says the housewives of New Jersey aren't real either. Isn't that good news?
Well, you know, Splash was probably on, so people were like, can you check on this?
Because this looks real to me.
That must be a either a great or terrible moment if you work at NOAA or whatever it is. They're like, all right, you need to save a bunch of whales, you need to free some dolphins from some tuna nets, and you get to check if there's mermaids.
Have you noticed they never have mermaids in cold water? It's always, always in these tropical climes.
Because they're not wearing any shirts.
Exactly.
And they're also very hot. They're always attractive. And originally, sailors were confusing manatees with mermaids. I guess pirates will pretty much hit on anything.
I saw you last night. What were you with? Oh, that was a mermaid.
That was a mermaid.
Are you sure?
No, that was a mermaid.
I don't know. Look at a manatee.
It had better been a mermaid. That's all I can say.
The guy said she was a mermaid.